Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For there not being sports, we certainly have covered a lot today, from football to basketball, and now some baseball, which may be trying to figure out a way to come back. All of this is so up in the air, and all of it is so, I don't know. So that's what we've been saying as we bring in Scott Miller to talk some baseball with us, Bleacher Report, MLB Network, among others. Scott, you're the newest member of our I Don't Know tour, because we ask guests when they think things are going to return and what they think baseball should look like, and the main answer is just I don't know, and so that's where we are. How are you doing today? I think you can definitively answer that one, at least.
I am doing well, fortunately. You know, big thing these days, myself and my family is in good health, as I hope yours are, and you and yours, and everybody listening.
Yeah, we're trying to get through this. You know, there's people that are still going out more than they should be, or not taking it as seriously. The only thing I say is the sooner we beat it, the sooner sports come back. And when sports do come back, it is going to be in a way that we're probably not familiar with. The reports coming out in the overnight is that baseball's looking with health officials to maybe play in Arizona. You'd have to quarantine people off. Brewers pitcher Brett Anderson's already tweeted, this is a non-starter because you'd have to be away from your family for up to 4.5 months. If baseball's going to try to come back, is a scenario, and basketball's talked about this too, where they go to Vegas or something, is taking everybody, in your opinion, to one location, having them play it out, is that worth rushing things back, or should they, do you think they should wait until things passed a little bit and we can kind of have it like normal? Should these leagues be rushing or waiting or finding a balance in the middle?
You know, I think a couple different things. I mean, I do think, you know, for the good of the country, you heard that phrase with baseball after World War II and the famous green light letter when Judge Kenesaw Mountain Landis wrote a letter to then President FDR in January of 1942, saying basically, what should we do? How can we play our role in society? And FDR said in the green light letter back, people are working longer than ever. They're more stressed than ever. For the good of the country, you know, we need our games. That obviously was hugely different times. Right now, people aren't working longer than ever. They're not working. Now, that's not to mitigate the stress. Everybody's stressed out. Everybody's worried about their jobs. You know, tragically, so many people lost their jobs. I do think the leagues, it's incumbent upon them to look at ways they can come back. Now, this report overnight, this ESPN report, was I can tell you a couple of things. One, I mean, I don't want to sit here and rain cold water on people's hopes, but that's what I'm going to do momentarily. you know, I mean, I saw that headline right before I came over my phone. Hey, MLB might be back in May. And admit, for a split second, your heart skips a beat. But there was a similar report late last week. So I talked to a number of people over the weekend, and I can tell you definitively this from talking both ownership sources and player sources. MLB definitely is investigating multiple scenarios. This scenario that came out overnight about quarantining everybody in a place like Arizona, I mean, they definitely are looking at that. But in the, this is the huge but. It is nowhere close to being employed. And as you mentioned, there's huge complications. I mean, if you're going to quarantine, like, basically the entire sport in one bubble, I mean, yeah, they're looking. That's how hard baseball's looking at different areas. Like, how can we do this? How can we do that? I mean, you know, bring all the players, the umpires, the coaches, the managers to one spot, like Phoenix, quarantine them in hotels, just bring them to the ballpark and back. I mean, that is one model, as I say, among about five or six different models that baseball's looking at. But as I said, talking to people over the weekend, I was told that one high-up MLB official who's involved in this, in these models, that on a scale of 1 to 10, he thinks this Phoenix plan is maybe a 2 in terms of a let's get it going. Like that's how complicated and far away it is yet. And, you know, Brett Anderson's tweet is right. I mean, that's just one of about a zillion questions is, okay, if we do this, are these guys going to have to be, they're going to have to be away from their families for 4.5 months, or we bring the families in, but then the families all have to be quarantined. And, you know, how many wives and kids do you think are going to go for that? And it just goes on and on, the difficulties of this.
And then one person leaves and comes back, and then they're positive, and then the whole thing has to shut down. Scott Miller joining us here on the Bart Winkler Morning Show. Major League Baseball did issue a statement now, pretty much what you said. They've discussed these ideas. Nothing is settled. Baseball's in a spot, at least, like the NFL's probably in the best spot because they're months away from starting. NBA and NHL and, you know, even soccer, they started their leagues, NHL and NBA, very dire because they're almost ready for the playoffs. MLB, you know, there's been so much kicked around. So maybe they push it back all the way to, gosh, even August. Wouldn't this be the year? Would you be all right if they just did it differently? If they just said, all right, well, we're going to do, you kind of hear this World Cup style where it's like a round robin and then you go from there. Would it be good for them to take this year? It's a different year. You're still going to have a World Series champion, but everything you've ever wanted to try it this year.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I've been covering the game long enough, and I appreciate the history enough that generally I would be classified probably as one of those grumpy old purists, personally speaking, that even though I've come around, like the bat flip, for example, I'm fine with it. As long as you're not showing up the other team, if you're celebrating with your own team, who cares if you flip your bat? So I'm not that grumpy of a purist, but, you know, I accept some of the new things. But from the purist standpoint where I am, what you just said, I totally support. I think, look, if you want to try seven-inning doubleheaders to get extra games played, you know, whatever it is, whatever gimmicky type thing that has been discussed over the past few years, extra teams in the playoffs, you know, I wouldn't want to see that going forward forever. But I do think this year, if we can get this game back on the field, it's going to be, this year's going to have a huge asterisk next to it anyway. It's going to be unlike any other year we've ever seen. Simply because even in strike years, you know, generally speaking, what is it? The shortest season, I think, has been about 110 games. I mean, if you're talking a 60 or 80 game season, you're not going to be able to compare, which we baseball people love to do, fans and everybody. You know, that's one of the beauties of the game, right? You can look at Mike Trout's season from last year, compare, you know, the numbers similarly, you know, to what Mickey Mantle did in 1954 or whatever the year was. There's obviously not going to be any of that this year. It's going to, this year, even if you play it straight, it's going to look so different from any other year. So I think, why not? I mean, you know what? The big thing's getting the game back on the field. And if this, I don't disagree that this is the year, if we can do that, even if it's 60 or 80 games, to use it as a kind of a proving ground, a testing ground, and try different things and open up all ideas and let's have some fun.
We were talking about the scenarios as we talked to Scott Miller here about the baseball and could it come back and when will it come back. So you're going to put an asterisk next to it if, like, let's say it's a 60-game season and then the Brewers win their first World Series title ever. Can I be happy right. about that, or does it not really count?
You know what? It counts. If they, you know, it's kind of like it's kind of like the argument, like before this horrific pandemic took hold, we were all talking about the Astros, right? And there's all kinds of back and forth about baseball should strip their title, and I never was in favor of that. Just like, you know, NCAA basketball, just take that. I mean, you know, Louisville beat Michigan in 2013 in the title game. I watched it. I don't want all these years later, the NCAA goes back and says, well, we're stripping the title from Louisville. Well, we all watched them. We know they won. You know, what are you going to all these years later say, well, Michigan's the new champ? So to me, it would be your question the opposite of that. You know, fine, you play the game, even if it's 60 or 80 years. We all know it's a different year. But if the Brewers win the World Series, I mean, maybe it wouldn't have as much meaning as if you played 162 games and you ground out everything, and you know, and it'd take a couple years ago, you know, when the Brewers lost to the Dodgers in Game 7 in Milwaukee of the NLCS, which I was there, by the way, and those games in Milwaukee were fabulous, and the atmosphere, but. Had the Brewers won that and then won the World Series, granted, it's going to mean more if it's 162 games. But, you know, I think the joy of just getting some of a piece of our lives back, even if baseball would be a 60-game season and a round-robin tournament and then the Brewers or whoever it is win the World Series, I think there'd be celebration. And I think you can be thrilled, you can be happy, and people – would deserve to be happy.
Scott Miller joining us, Bleacher Report, Turner Sports, MLB Network. You can also check out the book. I know a lot of people are taking up reading like never before, 90% Mental, the book. So there's a list of things, Scott, that I'm upset about, and I think we all are. We're upset we can't, you know, go out in public. We're upset we can't see our family, the extended family. We're upset there's people losing their jobs and income. The first dumb thing on that list that I'm upset about. So do all the real things. But the first dumb thing that I'm upset about is I was really looking forward to seeing the Astros play on the road for 81 games this season yeah. and seeing them get booed. And they weren't going to come to Milwaukee. They're not going to come to the NL Central. They weren't supposed to. We were going to go down in August because they're in Chicago. So we're going to watch the White Sox and then boo the Astros. But now when baseball comes back, I think people are just going to be so happy that the Astros won't get the kind of vitriol from people that maybe they deserved. That's where I'm the most – that's the first dumb thing I'm mad about is this. This whole Astros being the villain, that kind of got taken away from us.
Yeah, it did. I think whenever the game comes back, I think they're still going to be somewhat of a villain. There'll be people who hold grudges and go and boo and scream at them. But you're right. I think the vitriol that would have been will have passed. I just think after this coronavirus will have taken such a bite out of our country. And, you know, I've already talked to friends that are already saying, I hope one thing, if there's a silver lining in this, I hope one thing is when we all come out of it, everybody's nicer to each other. And these friends are like, because, you know, I'm out on a walk and we're social distancing and people I'm passing, you know, I don't know yet. Everybody's kind. Everybody's saying hello and how are you? And, you know, I mean, that's what we do, I think, is a human race. You know, in times like this, we all naturally pull together and, you try to help out your brother and sister, neighbor, whoever it is. And, you know, so how we come out of this, I think to a degree, probably these friends that have said this to me in the last couple of years that I hope were kinder and nicer, maybe for a while, that's what will happen. I think that'll cross over into the sports realm and probably the Astros realm that you're talking about. So, you know, they'll still get the raspberries from some people, but yeah, I don't think they're going to need the earplugs on the field that they might have needed had we played a normal schedule and they took their first road trip in April.
Whatever baseball is going to look like, Scott, it will be shorter. Assuming that there's a 2020 season, it will be shorter. Who would that benefit the most? I would think a team like the Brewers that has a deep pitching staff. They don't have a lot of great starters, but they've got a deeper pitching staff. I would think teams like that could benefit the most from a shorter schedule.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think teams with deep pitching, I think a team like, say, the Yankees, who when we left spring training, Aaron Judge had a cracked rib. Giancarlo Stanton had a strained calf. They weren't going to be ready for opening day. James Paxton, the pitcher, had had back surgery. He wasn't going to be ready for opening day. Teams that were banged up like the Yankees, it'll help because it allows them, obviously, time to heal. So I think those kind of teams and teams with a deep pitching staff. You know, the interesting thing is I think out west, I brought up the Dodgers a little while ago, and they won, what, like 8 consecutive division titles. I think and they should easily win again this year. I mean, they're so deep with their pitching, with Mookie Betts, with on and on and on. But I think that a deep team like that could get surprised because, while you said the Brewers and the deep pitching, that's going to help. But you're right, looking around the position player-wise, they've got some shortcomings, whereas a team like the Dodgers, it goes on and on and on. Position player-wise, they don't have shortcomings. But I think if a team like the Dodgers that are so deep, sometimes it takes them a while to play well together and to gel. And if you're having a short 60-game sprint, you know, a season was designed for 162 games for the best team to win. And that
look at the Nationals last year with that slow start. The Nationals last year proved that.
Exactly. So, you know, I think there could, you know, you could see some teams that are deep like the Dodgers if they don't get out of the gate strong. You could see a team with good pitching but weaknesses elsewhere maybe get hot over 60 games, like you're saying, the Nationals, and you know, sting a team like the Dodgers. You know, so that I think there's definitely something to that with a shorter schedule.
Scott, appreciate your time. Hopefully you're staying busy some way, somehow. We'll continue to kind of follow this and hope to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Good luck to all you guys and the listeners. Stay healthy, stay safe, and, you know, hopefully at least spring here soon in Milwaukee.
You too. Scott Miller joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Scott Miller, BBL. On Twitter. Great Midwest Bank is your passion outgrown your home. A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Bill Michaels coming up next, 10 to 2. Ryan Horvath here and Evan Heffelfinger in the house. How you boys doing right now?
I'm doing good because I love Scott Miller. Great interview right there.
That was a really good interview. I really like
Easy
that.
Oh, Eazy-E, what are you up to?
Oh, you know, just surviving, trying not to get my hopes up with every single sport saying that they're coming back really soon, even though I know that's not the case.
I don't like how he sounds there, Horvath. Are you okay, Evan?
I just woke up. I'm having my coffee. I woke up like 3 minutes ago, so.
He's probably upset because Jeff Passan lied to us and told us that we had a shot at getting baseball, and anybody with a brain or, you know, I'm just kidding. I didn't mean to take that shot at Jeff Passan. I actually love him, but. This Arizona thing doesn't sound like it's going to be realistic.
I mean,
Mike Trout's about to have a kid. I mean, you can't just leave his wife for 4 months.
Let's stop getting people excited and let's stop getting people depressed. Let's not. Everybody's so quick to have sports come back or to have an answer that there was that Bleacher Report tweet over the weekend where everybody thought that this NBA season was done. And that's absolutely not the case. And then this morning, we're like, baseball in May? And then by the end of the morning, oh, no, probably not baseball in May. So let's just relax and in the meantime, find other things to do and root for and keep ourselves employed, happy, healthy, and surviving. We've all got to survive this time. One thing that I think, Evan, you got into esports, bud. What's going on there?
Yeah, so I've always been kind of a video game fan, and now is a better. I mean, there's never been a better time to get into esports, and my esports franchise had a bad day yesterday.
My esports franchise?
Yeah, my boys in G2.
Are they League of Legends?
They do have a League of Legends team, but my sport is Rainbow Six Siege, my favorite video game.
Oh, okay.
They got crushed by their rivals, Na'Vi, yesterday, 7-2, continuing their trend of losing on Monday playdays, going back to even year four. It also continues the trend of them losing whenever Intero isn't casting the game. So
what
it's kinda,
are you saying?
You know, it sucks.
How did you pick a team in esports to like?
Well, I was bored probably a few months ago, and I was watching some of the Pro League events, and this team stood out because they were funny. They were, you know, talking game in the game chat, and they were, I kind of fell in love with them. It was like love at first sight.
Do you either guys know what Rocket League is?
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Because I can play it on DraftKings.
So it's essentially soccer with cars.
Okay.
I'm not good at it. I have a couple of friends who are pretty good, but it's still a kind of fun game to play, especially if you've had a couple of drinks. Basically, you're a car, and there's a like an oversized beach ball that's driving around, and you have to hit it into goals.
Speaking of real soccer, would either of you, Evan Horvat, if MLS is the first sport to come back, and it's back for like a month before anybody,
I'd buy season tickets.
No.
You're so desperate. MLS debuted, I believe it was yesterday back in 1996. And so last night they showed four classic MLS games, including the first ever MLS Cup, which was played in a rainy Foxborough stadium. They used to count down in the MLS. They used to do a lot of dumb things. I loved the MLS in 96 because baseball went on strike in 94. I quit baseball. I said, I'm never coming back. Didn't come back till 98 with the Derby. But I wanted MLS to succeed so hard. I watched every game that was on TV as a 12-year-old because I thought that's how ratings worked, where if you're watching it, it counts for the ratings because the TV automatically knows. No, ratings, you have to have a thing and then write down a thing and then it clicks on your thing. And it's a whole flawed system. But I thought, and I would leave games on and then leave the room, even if I couldn't watch the game, just because I thought if my TV was on it, because I wanted MLS to take down Major League Baseball so bad I hated baseball that much.
Wow. That's, keep that one to yourself, actually. You were rooting for Major League Soccer to defeat Major League Baseball?
I hated baseball. I'm a 10-year-old kid. It's my favorite sport.
Okay.
I've got so many cards.
Yeah.
I've collected so many jerseys.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Brewer fan. Mm-hmm. I even liked the Cubs back then, as I told you. Mm-hmm. And I liked the Red Sox because I was the Red Sox one year in Little League.
I sucked,
but I was the Red Sox.
Yeah, I had this thing for hockey for a while. And
Imagine it goes on strike and it takes it away from you as a kid.
It was only because I saw Mighty Ducks in D2, and I wanted to be like the Bash Brothers, and so I really wanted to be a hockey player, but then I took to the ice and realized you got to skate backwards, and that was just a little bit too tough for me.
Mm.
You know? Oh, this is the one-minute warning, by the way. My Facebook died.
Oh, what happened?
I didn't charge my phone last night, and on the computer, I got Joe set up for the show. What are you going to do today, Bart?
What am I going to do today? I don't know. I'm going to do probably the same thing I've been doing the last 3 weeks. Watch my kid for 3 hours, or for, should be 7 hours. Take a nap when he does.
Okay.
End up taking a longer nap than him.
Yeah.
Making my wife then watch him while she's working.
30 seconds.
Evan, anything you want to finish the show with?
It's good to hear your voice. We miss you.
Do you?
Not really.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more people at the station during this pandemic than there was before.
Yeah, we don't need any more germs. Like I said, it's bad enough I'm doing all the cleaning around here.
All right, I'll stay away. Evan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.